Yeah, welcome to another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth with your host, Zach Kias in the Fifth General. What up, Zach Kias?
Hey, what's up? Good to be here. Good to be here, Fifth. Yes, right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we about to have a show tonight. As a matter of fact, let's get it started early. You're going to hear a lot of that today, audience. We got some stuff to say. As a matter of fact, let me throw it back. Let's go. Get ready. We're not playing tonight. We're not playing. Check this out. I got something I want to play. Before I get into that, let's talk it out. Zacchaeus, you had an idea.
Yes.
Go into what we're gonna start the show with.
We're gonna start the show off with single mothers raising their sons. Single mothers raising their sons. And I'm gonna bring it to this modern day generation. And just emphasize on it. And how these women, these modern women, are raising some of them. I can't say all. Some modern women are raising the kind. And the advice that they're giving their sons. The advice. Now, I was talking to a friend, and I couldn't believe what I heard. Single mother telling her son that you're 24 years old, and get it all out your system. Get it all out your system. You can have sex with many women as you can. Just get it all out your system. You're still young. You're 24 years old. You don't have to settle down with She didn't even tell him about protection. Just said, have sex, and you're 24 years old. You're still young. Get it all out your system. And I said, and I scratched my head on that sentence. I said, what? Couldn't believe it. And there was another, and he told me a story about another woman, single woman raising her son, no man in the house. She's not married, but she's a single mother. And she's telling her son that you can have sex in my house, but as long as you're safe. I don't want you having sex outside my house. You can have sex inside my house as long as you're safe inside our house. Or my apartment, you're safe. As long as you're safe, you can have sex. As long as you're safe. And I said to myself, what are we coming to? When I hear those comments, when I hear that those stories or those scenarios, and those are real, but may I remind you, audience, they're real. And when I heard that, I said to myself, and I scratched my head, I said, we're living in a time where the Bible says it's right. We're calling right wrong and wrong right. And we're living in a time where we're living in a time of mayhem. We're living in a time where the advice that is being given to the generation today is what the Bible says is right again. They're calling evil right and right evil. We're living in a mixed up confusion. A spirit of confusion, a spirit of just anything goes, and that's the stage that we're in. That's the stage that we're in, ladies and gentlemen. And forget about the Bible. Oh, push it aside, and we go with our own advice. Forget about the morals. That morals has been out the door now in this time. I'm talking about the 2023 and beyond generation. Not talking about the early 2000s, 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s. I'm talking about today. And this is how we are. This is what we've come to in this society. This is how we have evolved in this society. To make a long story short, this is how we evolve in this society. And man, oh man. So I guess the question would be like, well, let's say maybe the single fathers out there are there coming with the same energy. And as far as raising, if let's say if the father has a daughter, is he coming with the same energy to his daughter?
Well, before let's get into what kind of energy, maybe not all fathers, but let's go to a certain part of the world that we still don't know exactly yet, but we're just judging on accents of how a father would react to his daughter living for the streets like that mother you said that the boy could. Let's see how that would play out.
You see? You see what I'm talking about? If you see what I'm talking about, you see how there are men inside the house there. Not today, that boy there. Not today. The boy come and take something, and when you finish the house, lock up there. And not today, that boy come there. Huh? See there? Two of them. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that inside the house there. Look at that inside the house there. Look at that. Look at my affair. Not for your mother. Not for your mother. Tell don't bring man inside of the house. Don't bring man inside of the house. Don't bring man inside of. Don't bring man inside of that house. Don't bring man of that house. Don't bring man inside of that house. Don't bring man inside of that house. Don't bring man inside of that house. You see outside. You call your mother. Don't bring no man inside the house. Is that how they say? They don't sell you and they lock. And when they finish, you there. Hello, what? Who are you fucking calling? Outside. Go. Outside. Go outside. Go outside. What side? If I tell you that no man inside that house, don't come and tell me no man inside that house there. Yeah, no man inside that house. You're that hate man. You see?
Well, let me explain what that video was. I couldn't physically show it on the screen because YouTube would flag this channel.
Oh,
so we have a father who came home from, I'm guessing, work, hard days of work. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like many of us black men in general,
yeah,
in society, mm-hmm, right? He comes home and finds his teenage daughter in the house. Not even shocked that she's even caught. May I remind you, she's got a towel around her body. I don't know how much clothes she got on or not. There's one boy in the kitchen, and then the other boy in the kitchen with his shirt off. So, the discipline came. Yes, the discipline. As you could hear the discipline in the audio. The discipline, okay? We're just going to call it the discipline. Right. He didn't spare the rod, so he definitely wasn't spoiling the child there.
Right. Okay? Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what country this is in, but guessing his accent sounds like it's somewhere in the
Trinidad.
Trinidad. We'll say the West Indies diaspora.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, for those who don't understand the accent, if it's too quick, he said, don't bring boys inside of the house. Repeatedly.
Yes.
Don't bring men inside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A single father. So there's a stats out here. I can't get the numbers right now, but it says that the success rates of two-parent households and single-father households have similar outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to single-mother households. So let's give that some more context.
Mm-hmm.
They were judging education and criminal records, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that more children have had criminal records growing up with a single mother versus a two-parent household. Thank God for that. This is why you need two parents.
That's right. And then it also
said, well, what about the single father household?
Mm.
They said the single father household had a lack of criminal activity and prioritize education as far as, being finishing high school, that is, not college.
Yeah,
because college is a choice. Mm-hmm. College is a choice, but high school graduation and
elementary
and a clean record.
Yes, clean record. Okay,
you know, up until the age of 21, it has to do it until 21 because when you're after 21, you're an adult. I mean, after 18, you have some adult privileges. Mm-hmm. But after 21, you're an adult. So from birth to 21, these are what they were looking at, these studies. And I think that's partly because of this. If we're talking about the right father, because obviously the status talk about healthy environment. The right father has a less nurturing. Okay, men, we're not nurturers like women are.
We're
just not. Can we be nice? Yes, we can. In nature, we can be nice. But can we? But do we have a nurturing spirit? No, not really. But we could be loving fathers and be as best as we can without that nurturing spirit. Okay? The substitution of that nurturing spirit is just going to be a wisdom. So we hope that the wisdom gives some nurturing tactics, but it's really not the same. I don't think it's the same. I look at the way I treat women and the way women I look at the way I treat young female children, young girls, as opposed to how women are with young girls. I think women are better with young girls and boys than men are with young girls and boys in terms of the nurturing part. You know, I'm not a father, but I am an uncle. And you know, when kids are have good behavior, I like kids when they got good behavior, obviously. I mean, if you're a brat, get the heck out of here. You know what I'm saying? but if you're a kid who's well behaved, you know, I'll have fun with you. You know what I mean? You know,
how you doing, little man?
How you doing, baby girl? You know. As long as they're as long as they're well behaved. I think well behaved kids are easier to deal with, obviously, right?
Yes, yes. Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know. So mothers are needed, right? This is why in schools you need oh no, this is getting tough. You need male teachers too. Children need a balance. When you go to, when I was growing up in the public school system, there was barely any male teachers. The male teachers were PE teachers, you know, gym.
Gym teachers. Yeah.
But male teachers are rare. I saw more men teaching in college. I had way more male professors.
Yes.
Than I had male teachers. In my elementary to high school, you know, elementary, intermediate, high school life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Zach Kears, give me a window of how it was when you was growing up in school as far as male teachers and female teachers.
You had your female teachers in primary school and but it was more female presence. Okay. And you had your, teachers that was in high school. You had one or two male teachers in high school, but predominantly women. I remember that in high school in New York City. I remember that. And for some apparent reason in college, it's like, I guess it was a mixture of different. It was like you had somebody female professors, then you also had, it was a mixture. Then you had some male, I remember some male professors, but some female. It was a mixture for me, with my experience. But as far as I remember. But I remember in college, definitely with the, it was a lot of female, quite a few male professors that was in the field I was studying, which is animation. With the animation field, maybe one or two female professors, but predominantly male in the animation major. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So back to the father, right? Now you're a father.
Yes.
You're a father. Mm-hmm. Do you know of single fathers? I'm sure.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Without telling their business, the dynamics of how they raise their children.
Mm-hmm.
Are they similar to what that mother in the beginning of the program that you spoke about? Do they talk like that?
No, not at all. Not at all. They would never tell their little girls that. Never right. at all. Never.
Did they tell their sons
ever.
That?
No.
They
no.
wouldn't tell their sons that either.
They won't even tell their sons that. No. Matter of fact, it's not even a thought.
Yeah.
For some males, it's not even a thought to even tell their daughter that or even their son that. So it was a shock to me when I heard that. When he told me that, it was a shock. So no. I just have all the sex you want. Nah. You're not gonna catch men telling their daughters that. No, or you may find a man say, "Nah, son, you're still young. Go on and start dating." But tell them have all the sex. I wouldn't even think about that. To tell my son, go on and have all the sex in the go out there and just have go lose all your wild oats. No. Loose out your wild oats. No.
And we're we're talking about underage. We're not talking about a grown adult. You're talking about this mother was encouraging her underage son.
Yes.
To have dang near sexcapades.
Sexcapades, yes.
As long as it's in our house because it's safe in our house.
It's safe in her house, yes. What kind of... That's no advice.
You know, a parent is responsible for that upbringing.
Yes. Not even, son, be careful out there. May catch something. Or, son, you got to be more responsible. Or not even a son, unplanned kids or nothing like that. Just go out and you, as long as he's safe in my house or safe now, under my roof.
Zacchaeus, have you seen teenage pregnancy in schools growing up?
Yes, absolutely.
I have too.
Yes.
And
junior high school, junior high.
Yes, I've seen junior it in junior school. High school as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a situation where in junior high school, there was a couple, they had a kid, and then by the time they was in high school, they was on their third kid. That stuff changes your life forever.
It does change your life.
It can detour a lot of goals and take you off your purpose a lot sooner. You know,
mm-hmm.
your purpose, first of all, a lot of most people, when they have a purpose in life, God's given purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't even manifest until I'd say in your 20s, mid-20s, not even your early 20s. I say mid-20s, some 30s.
Yeah.
Right? Now if you got mm-hmm. a whole bunch of premarital problems before that, then what do you think the challenges are gonna be to achieve such goals?
We know what? Very, they're going to be, in the beginning, they're going to be, because the baby is young, and if you have a child early, I would say limited. Very limited, because, let's face it, mothers got, they're young enough where their mothers are still working.
Yeah.
The mothers are still working. The mothers are still working. So, now you're putting a burden on their parents. Because now you're having a child at an early age, maybe you're having a child at 16, or you're having a child earlier than that, at a very young age, or maybe in junior high school, younger than that. Now you put the burden on, especially if it's a single mother, you're putting the burden on, it's not fair to the parent. And, you know, sometimes, the parents can't catch everything because kids gonna do what they do.
That's
they're gonna
true.
Have, if the parent, advise the kid, listen, you know.
Well, you know why? It's one thing for a kid to go against your word.
Yes.
But it's a problem when your word is the very thing that's encouraging them to mess up their life. That's different.
Yes. Yes. And to tell us, your son, to go and spread out all his wild oats before you, just because you're young, go spread it out, or you can have sex. You can, as long as you're under my roof, you can have all the sex and everybody. You're giving him the green light to mess up his life. You're giving him the green light to say, I can have, I can mess around with different, I can, my, in other words, my goal is to, you're telling your son that, okay, that it's okay to have sex, premarital sex. It's okay to mess around with many women. It's okay because I can have sex and have different partners and many partners as I can. It's okay. As long as it's bringing, and you, what do you think he's going to do? It's disrespectful to have sex in your parents' house or your mother's house. So bring it right to your house. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to give the mic back to you when I say this. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
When young children, no, let's keep it on the boys. I'll get to the girls in a second. Mm-hmm. When underage males start to have sexual activities, their masculinity and manhood will be linked to that, and that will cause them problems in the future because they think this is what makes me a man. I'm not a man unless I'm getting bodies, right?
So
what happens to him when he can't perform his duties in other areas of his life? He will become insecure in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good.
No.
Because now when he wants to have a life that it contributes to fulfillment, the sex is going to be the fulfillment that he feels is has to be there in order to be fulfilled. Now when he has to provide for himself, I'm not even talking about for a family yet.
Right.
When he has to provide for himself and be a self-sufficient adult, when he has to, or if he wants to lead, he's unable to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he will have a codependent reaction to adulthood because his whole thing is, hey, my mother told me to do it.
You're right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now he gets with a woman who, I don't know, live whatever type of life she lived. Mm-hmm. And here she is. They're both grown, and now he can't even have a relationship.
Yes,
he can't even have a healthy marriage,
right?
Because of what he did in the past,
right?
If he didn't, you know, get fixed for that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now what does now? And then also as a young kid, he's in danger because the daughters have parents themselves that he's having sex with.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to them? So you don't encourage your you don't do that. You don't encourage your underage children to embark on these lifestyles.
Yes.
You teach them right from wrong, and you give them the education of what it is. Yes, that you do that as far as the education. But you don't give them the green light to take part in activities that could very well ruin their life, because we all know on the other side, the father, because a lot of women will say, well, fathers are encouraging their sons to do that. Okay. Fathers who are fathers who have character are not teaching that. Single fathers who have characters are not teaching that. And single fathers who don't have character are not even raising their kids anyway. Let's just be real. Okay.
They got the deadbeat dudes. They got the loser dudes. I call them deadbeat. The deadbeat loser that don't hold accountability for their kid, for their sons. They don't show up to their games. They're not there for them emotionally and physically, especially those men that are not there for them. You're doing your sons and your daughter too, maybe. And yes, you're doing them an injustice and service, because if you're doing them injustice and service and you're leaving it up to the mother to raise them, now you have a son that's confused and misguided. And this is where he clings on to the street life. Hello, and those who know what I'm talking about, he clings on to the street life.
And then the streets raise him.
And the streets raise him. The streets raise him. And whatever influence is out there, they got him.
They got him.
They got him. So
they got him.
If you are self-centered and you say you just have, it takes more than just making a seed. More than just making a seed. You got to be there emotionally for your son or for your daughter. If you just raising, just having a kid, and you're meeting this woman, have another kid, then you meet this other woman. We know when Papa, I'm going to sing the song, Papa was a rolling stone. Reverently hate. And when he died, you know what I'm saying? Temptations, a rolling stone. And then you're planting your seeds everywhere, and you're not taking responsibility and for your actions, and you're just having kids all over the place and just leaving to the mother to raise a child. And you just listen, when you don't take care of your responsibility, it's fair game. So when you get older, you think he's gonna be there for you? When you get older, you think he's not gonna even want to see you, because he practically raised himself. But his mother, can you remember his mother being there and not you? That's something to think about. And it's something for those men that's doing that, that's having kids all over the place, to think about that when you having kids with different women and you're not being able to be there for your child. You don't have to be with the mom. You don't have to be there physically with her, but you gotta be there, be responsible, and also co-parent with the mother. Also be a co-parent and be there for your son and be there for your daughter. Yes.
I got more for you. So let's get better context to be more responsible with this topic.
Yes.
I think these are the reason for the stats of why it's different for the single father and the single mother with children.
Yes.
And that is because, like I first stated, single fathers who have bad character are not raising their children. That's number one.
That's number one.
Single mothers, all single mothers for the most part, well, most of them, have the kid anyway because that's how the court system works out. So that's not making a determining factor if they have character or not. So this is why in those studies, we have the mothers who don't have character raising their children out of whack, mixed in with the mothers with good character raising their children who are intact.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So some would say, hey, this is an unfair stat, but then the justice system's unfair too.
Mm-hmm. The justice system is unfair too. Because they have some good fathers out there that want to do the right thing. They want to do the right thing.
That want full custody. Yes.
They want full custody.
That want full custody, but the judge won't give it to them.
Yes, because he's a male.
Yeah.
Let's face facts. And she is unfit. Some they have some unfit mothers too that are toxic. They're not really.
There's a lot of unfit mothers that got their kids.
They have custody of their kids. Let's just be fair. There's a lot of unfit mothers that have custody of their kids, and they paint the picture to their kid that the father is no good, and they paint the picture to the courts that father is no good. And yet he's trying his best. He's holding his composure. He has character, and he's trying his best to do the right thing towards his children. But the mother is painting a bad picture of him to the kid, and the mother's painting a bad picture to the courts. The courts are jumping on her side because she's the lady.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what's going on. And a lot of that's going on too.
Yeah.
A lot of that's going on. Yeah.
They already proved that a long time ago that the family court, I won't tell any stories, but I have things that I've seen in my family's cousins and all of them. They've already proved that the family court system is corrupt. I mean, the court system, period, is corrupt.
It's corrupt.
But specifically, family court, it's out of hand. And listen, man, I wish I could tell all, but I won't.
Mm.
You got women out here that think that you have women who gave birth to children who think they're good mothers because they pushed them out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is why when you look at these stats, the single mother stats, they look so jacked up because you got the good ones mixed in with the bad ones.
Bad ones, right, right.
But with the fathers, only the first of all, the mother got to be so bad. She got to be, listen, the mother got to be a thug, crackhead, my boss, in order for her to not have the kid.
Yes.
The father got to be the father got to be a five-star general. some type of high merit father of the year, awarded Nobel Peace Prize winner, in order for him to even get a chance to have an opportunity to have full custody of his kids.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's like, a fact.
Like it's that bad.
Yes, yes, and it's tough to get full custody of that kid because it's she's got to be like, yeah, you got to be like a drug head, like toxic. You got to be so like,
it's got to be hard. It's so tough.
Yeah,
in order for it's so tough. You have I saw a video where a woman said, you know, ladies, stop doing this to these men. You know you ain't crap. You know you ain't, well, she said the other word. You know you ain't crap of a mother.
Right.
Let the father have the kids. But see, here's the thing, it's the decision making. This is gonna help our next topic. Oh, I can't wait. I'm glad this happened just now. The problem is you have people out here who are having kids with people who shouldn't be having kids with people. Okay.
Right.
They shouldn't be parents at all, but you know, but they have the God's gift of sperm and God's gift of eggs to have such child come into this world. So this is why children are born. But the thing is that if you're a man and you're having children with a woman who is trash. If you're a woman and you're having children with a man who is trash, what results do you think you're going to get?
You know what you're going to get? Headaches, sorrow, pain, more stress, pile up on more stress. That's what you're going to get.
And an unfair, unhealthy environment for a child who didn't ask to come in this world.
That's right. Yes.
That's more
and
important.
That kid
those
is going to feel it.
I care about those kids. They didn't get a say.
Yeah, they didn't get a say. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why it's so important who you marry. It's so vital, so important who you have children. Don't just know. It's very important that you're in unison with that person. Don't just have a child just to have a child. No. Oh, I just want to have a child. You hear people say, oh, I just want to have a kid without getting to know that person, not knowing if that person is toxic for you, not knowing if that person is compatible, or that person, don't just have a child. Make sure that person is in unison and make sure that you're not unequally yoked, put it that way. And make sure that it's not a person that you're going to just lay in bed and just have sex. Yeah. And just have sex and then a child comes out of it and then you made a mistake realizing that person that you had that child with because you gave up and you let him lay the pipe. Hello. Yeah. And all of a sudden now you wind up getting pregnant, but you don't believe in letting go of the child. So therefore your child goes up in a broken home because a broken home can lead into a mentally messed up child. And when a child is mentally messed up, it's all type of thing. It's not fair to the child, not fair to the kids, not fair to the child. Because that's a problem. You wind up getting with somebody that is, don't have character, unfit, and in every way toxic. And I mean in many ways toxic. And that's a problem. And it becomes a problem for you, but also for that child too. Don't do it to yourself. It's better you wait and pray about it, and then hopefully God can show you the right one. Don't just jump into bed with a person. Don't do it. Mm-mm. No. All right.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Brother, I got some stuff to play for you. We're going to give our reactions, all right?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Starting with this first one. Lord Jesus.
If you want to build generational wealth as an African-American woman, and we are the most educated demographic in the country, then it's hard to marry a bus driver because you're going to have to, your kids may not be in the best schools. Your kids, may be the best father, but we're talking about generational wealth. Now, at this point, I am the exception. I make a lot of money, but until I become the rule, I don't know that Black women can afford to do this.
Well, speak on that.
Let me tell you something. This day and age is all about the bag. Status. I would say status. All about status, the bag. And she just said it. Instead of worried about building with somebody, she's worried about his status, his income. Not to say it's not important, but it's just an emphasis and focus on that alone. And remember I said it earlier, I said just a minute ago about don't just jump in the bed with somebody. Because you meet a man and because you believe he has all this money, has the bag, doesn't mean he's the right fit for you because he has all this money and he has, and it's because he has all this money and he has all this and he has the status that you're looking for, doesn't mean that he wants you. Doesn't mean that he's going to wife you. Doesn't mean that because, you see, he's not going to wife you because you're looking at the wrong thing. You're not looking at, this man, I can spiritually grow with this man. No, you're looking at you're looking at his pockets. Looking at, and she automatically said, oh, I don't want to get with a bus driver because we're not going to the good schools, the right schools. They're looking at how much he has, what he has. And they don't understand that marriage is a partnership. And with a partnership, that bus driver can add on to incomes that can add on to each other and can build and can put him in a good school. For example, maybe I can get personal with this. Maybe I can get personal with this. Because our son go to I have a simple income, making a simple income, and our son go to a private school. This is because you don't have to meet a man with six figures to go to a private school. You can put your income together.
Yep.
He can add your income along with his income can add on. And this is what they're missing. And and these women are staying single and they're missing them. And they're gonna hit 40 years old. And 45 years old and still remain single because they're looking at the wrong, they focus on the wrong thing. Instead of focusing on, well, can I be in unison with this man? Can I build with this man? Does this man have character? They focus on the bag. And the bag how much money is he bringing to the table? And yet they're missing the mark. And this is why a lot of single women as 45 years old and still going home with dildos. I'm a speaker like it is. Okay? Blessing.
I'm going to help your point even more because there's a pattern here.
Yes.
Let's go to another clip.
What do you think the challenge is that women are having, Black women in particular, when it comes to becoming a wife?
Keeping it 100, there's not enough eligible Black males who fit the needs of Black women. By the time you dissect the demographics of finances, sexual orientation, what you end up drilling down into, because Black women tend to want to marry Black men.
Right, right.
So Black women are excelling. They're getting accelerated degrees, graduate degrees, doctorate degrees. They're starting businesses. Black women are running circles around men.
Right.
And it's also shown in research that women want to marry on their same level of financial and educational status.
Yeah.
So if you're a Black woman making $150,000 a year with a master's degree, you tend to want to marry a Black man on that same level or higher. If Black women are excelling at such an accelerated rate, how do men keep up with that?
What do you think the challenge is?
Was you able to hear all of that? I think my internet might have timed out for a second. Was you able to hear all of that?
I was able to hear enough of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Speak on that. I'm going to hold my opinion till the end, but speak on this.
Okay. Nothing wrong with getting the education. Nothing wrong with that. Getting the education, getting yourself together. Nothing wrong with wanting to meet a man to meet you on the same level. But the problem is that your way of thinking is more like, well, he has to be on the same level. Okay. But you go to college, you get all these accolades and degrees and the money that you're making. But yet you want him to bring the bag too as well. And you want to be, and you're talking about being a super, oh, I wanted to be a super power couple. Yeah, power couple. But yet, you still miss the point of him just having him and just adding together, building together. You're still missing that point of, well, he don't, why does he has to be half six, earn six figures? But yet you're earning it, but yet you still want him to, you still want him to bring that too. So where does character come into place? That's number one. That's number one. Where does spirituality come into place? That's number two. And where does building a home together? You still haven't talked about building a house because it's all about the money. It's all about what he has. And now what, because you're saying that black women, they're on a certain level and but guess what? A lot of y'all are still single. A lot of y'all are still single. There's only so much riches can go around. A lot of y'all are still single. A lot of y'all there's nothing wrong with focusing on your careers. Nothing wrong with that. But the question is, now you said you're bringing, you're bringing your degree to the table. Now, you're worried about him bringing something to the table. Now, what's the odds of meeting a man that has that status, but yet you're focused on that? You just focus on that. What's the odds of you meeting a man with like that? And what say he wants to bring you into the world because your focus is on the wrong thing. And that's the issue. That's the problem. And this is where you find yourself going online, surfing the internet, and trying to find Mr. Right. Because listen, let's focus, ladies. Ladies, you're not getting any younger and you're losing the point.
Can I drop this truth bomb?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to tell you where these women messed up who would keep talking about college degrees and stuff like that. Because obviously, your major, that was a very disingenuous statement Rebecca Lynn Pope just made.
Yeah.
Because what she didn't take into account is that there are many black men who go to they study a trade, and that trade is making more money than some of these college degrees that she's talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
Some of them got to go back to work. Yeah.
So she looks at college education as outdoing
the benchmark.
But she's not looking at the actual salary mark. Because when you look at the stats, black men still out-earn black women.
Hello. Not only that too, and I forgot to mention this too.
Hold on. And this is not a competition.
Mm-hmm.
At least not from the man's point of view.
Yes.
Because a man doesn't have the attitude of she got to make what I make.
Right. Right.
In order for us to get married.
Yeah, we don't have that same energy. We don't have that same energy. No.
Can you imagine a man? Can you imagine a man who went to who has an HVAC certificate and gets to the point where he makes about $90,000 to $130,000 a year? Can you imagine if he says, yeah, I'll marry a woman if she went to an HVAC school too. He wouldn't do that. What the heck he care for? because he knows what you went to school for has nothing to do with you being a good wife or not.
Right, right.
So right. Why is it that men who want to pursue marriage understand that better than the women?
Because, you see, the women, now understand that a lot of women would comment on us and say that yeah, women want security. And they want it that not only in a like loyal way, but they want it in the financial way. But she failed to understand, and I'm gonna mention that she failed to understand that in this day and age, the ways that we're living in right now, that like you said before, the trade schools can make much more or even better than the college degrees. Now, just because you have a college degree doesn't make you a benchmark for being rich. It doesn't make it. It depending on your major, even you depend on your major, there's people that's sanitation workers that work overtime that's making much more than a college degree.
Yes.
Than a college degree.
Yes.
They have people that have college degrees that still work at Walmart, my sister. There's people that have college degrees that still looking for work 4 years. I know a guy that has a master's degree. He had to work. He had to find a job. And guess what he's doing? He's driving Uber to make extra money. He's working in the supermarket. Still this day, he's working with a master's degree. He's working in the supermarket and he drives Uber just to make extra money in New York City. So having a college degree is good, but don't emphasize on it because it's not the benchmark of success. The benchmark of success is applying yourself to a trade that can feed that people need, a trade that can, people need electrician, people need plumbing, people need certain, and people need to drive a bus. People need to get around. And people need there's certain trades that can never go out of style. The degree is good. But your degree can, but you have to make sure that your degree that can get you consistent income. Because I have people with degrees that are still working simple jobs today. They're not even focused on nursing is needed. There's certain degrees that are needed. There's nursing. You can do that. That's
right.
Something that can feed you. But don't rely on just a degree because the degree can only, certain degrees can only get you about certain jobs. And a certain job, if it's not paying you enough to, and that should not be the benchmark. What you should be teaching people is that also get on a trade that can feed you daily on a daily, to people that's something that's needed, that people need on a daily basis. People need plumbing, people need electrician, people need carpentry. Mm-hmm. That's what they need. She's maybe an old school woman, and she come up from that old school where your parents back then, that they rely on you getting a degree, and the degree is an end all do all. A degree is not always an end all do all. Now,
she's not mentioning the debt though.
Yeah, and guess what? Yes, that's another thing too.
A woman who is asking for that. You know what she should have did? She should have married the man in college.
Yeah.
They were going to school for the same thing.
Yes.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yes.
That's what you should have did. Oh, but you couldn't multitask. But the man could. You notice that especially in a lot of different cultures, you have, in different cultures of the world, you have men and women getting married in college graduating. And graduating, both of them, and still going on to have their families. So that woman did marry at her level at the time.
Let me bust a bubble.
You know why?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, wait. Hold on. I'll say this real quick and I'll let you go. I'm sorry. I don't want to lose my point. You know why? Because on the culture in the part of the world that doesn't care about that woman was trying so hard to get degrees to say that she was better than the men in her community.
Hello, A bomb must be dropped in that one.
And now you're single. Go buy a dog or a cat. You go, Zach.
Yeah. Like I said before, like I didn't say before, but guess what? I'm going to get a little personal. I met my wife before I graduated from college. I met my wife in college. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that it's how you can build with somebody, how you can work with somebody. And if you, chemistry, and how you can work with somebody, a helpmate. And this is what they lack. And this is what they do. What she did was she focused on her career. She pushed the men aside. This is what some of these women do. They say, I'm going to focus on my career. I'm going to focus on my college degree, get my college degree. Not knowing that, okay, that the person could be right under your nose, but you know what you look at? Oh, he ain't got it yet. He ain't got it yet. Not knowing that young man has a head on his shoulder and he's working. He may not have it yet, but he's working towards that goal. He's working towards it. But you know what you do? You push him aside. You push him aside and you say, oh, you know, he ain't got this. He ain't got that. He ain't driving that nice whip. He's taking a bus or look at this raggedy car. You push him aside, not knowing that same guy could have been the one that you married for 20 years. Not knowing that guy could have been the man that you settled down with and know he has a career and that he's making great money with. But you know what you do? You look at the here and now. You look at, oh, well, let me just focus on my career and let me just focus on what I got to do, focus on my college and focus on what I get. I'm not even looking at no dudes right now. Oh, he ain't got this, ain't got that. But you want the man that's, but you look at the rich man to come right away, give you all this money, sweep you off your feet, give you the six figures that you want, buy you a car, give you all this, but you're living. I say, stop, get out of the fantasy zone. Get out of the fantasy zone.
You just spoke up a good video.
Living in the fantasy zone, my sisters, please.
You just spoke up a clip that I need to play to actually answer that.
Go ahead.
What was the turnoff?
Specifically, the turnoff was when I asked that question about, would you date the single mother? And Jacoby, you proceeded to tell me that basically you're a high value man and you are too good for a single mother. However, you did also tell me that you were raised by a single mother, which is profound for me to think that a single mother is not good enough for you, but it's good enough for a woman to raise you. That's unfair. And it's very insensitive to women out there who have children.
What was the...
You know what else is unfair?
What's that?
Expecting that man who worked so hard to meet the needs that you wanted so bad.
Yes, yes.
For him to not mess up his life, for him to not have kids out of wedlock, to meet you, and you come with a whole child, and now he's supposed to spend that on you and your kid. That's what's unfair too.
Exactly. 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 Hello.
And ladies, that's what you wanted. You wanted a high value man. But did you ask what that high value man wanted? No.
No.
It was all about what you wanted.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So ladies, if you're like this woman, because she said it was unfair, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said it was unfair that this high value brother who worked hard, blood, sweat, tears, and years to get the way he is today, as eligible as he is, to get with you and your kid, and you gonna sit up there on national television with your funky behind, talking about how it's unfair because he had a single mother and he should have a woman that's like a single mother. No, guess what? His single mother probably told him, get with a woman who ain't got no kids just like you ain't got them.
Exactly. Hello.
I think a single mother, I think if he had a kid, his single mother would tell him, hey, well, you know, you got one yourself.
Right, right.
Although you may have a preference, but you got one yourself.
One yourself.
And realistically, you getting with a woman who has a child is pretty much equal.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a high value, according to what she said and what he said. These are the women who call Kevin Samuels up every day. Right? When he was alive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Rest in peace. Yes. Okay. And they called up there every day saying that they wanted a high value man. And then when you asked them what they had a whole bunch of garbage going on. And you know what? Just for that, I'm going to play a video. Okay. Just for that. An example. Maybe not this woman here with one kid, but example of wanting something that you don't qualify for.
39, how many children do you have?
Three. And two baby daddies and they all gangbang.
So what do you want as an outcome?
I want somebody that's loyal. It's really hard to find loyalty nowadays.
Hold on. A husband?
I want a husband. I want to get married, have kids.
Hold on. You're 39 with three children, right?
Yes.
You already have kids?
Yes.
And you want more children?
Of course I do. I really want six. Is something wrong with that?
What do you do for a living?
I get EDD.
I don't know what that is.
Unemployment.
So you're an unemployed mother of three with three baby daddies. You talk about you can't find a man?
Yes. I want somebody that's going to help me. Like, you don't think that I could get that?
It's called Jesus. 39.
You got that right.
I got it. Yeah. Well, okay. I'm gonna comment on this video.
Please, you have the floor. You have the floor, brother.
Now, that's scary. Why would a man, a decent man, for that matter, really any man, get with you with three different baby daddies that gang bang? Just think about it. Why would a man get with a woman with three baby daddies? She's a single mother, no job, no income. And the three baby daddies. Now, let me remind the audience, the three baby daddies is gangbangers.
They're probably all from the same gang.
Yeah. Now, why would a man want to wife you? That's a question I would have for her. Why would a man, any man, not even, he could be halfway decent. He could be a thug. He could be like, yo, why would I want to wife you? Three baby daddies? You have no income? And they're gangbangers too, on top of that too? That's a recipe to run. That's a recipe to run. That is unattractive.
Yeah.
That is scary. I don't care how pretty you look.
Mm-hmm.
Ghetto booty and all. Mm-hmm. I'm running. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I have more.
Okay.
I have more. I'm going to play this.
Y'all saying pay bills or pay all the bills?
Pay bills.
Pay bills. They'd be like, no, thanks.
I don't think a lot of women are qualified for a man to pay their bills. Like, y'all don't bring enough to the table for us to pay our bills.
Oh, Lord.
They'd rather say I am the table than rather say than what they bring to that table. So.
I miss when men used to protect, provide, and shut up. Nowadays,
and we miss when women used to be feminine, fit, and friendly.
That last part. Shut up.
Protect. Why would shut up?
But they don't say we run.
How dare you? protect and shut up.
No, but protect. Under, but no, hold on. No, hold on. Protect, provide. And shut up.
Right.
What say you?
First of all, a girl with a snotty, snoozy attitude, I don't want to provide for. Okay? Okay?
Brother.
Why?
Brother, come on. Come on.
I don't want to provide. I don't want to bring. I don't want to bring anything to the table for you. I don't want to bring anything to the table for you. Who? I mean, unless he's a simp, which guy is gonna want to bring? Which guy is gonna want to bring anything with you, or want to build anything with you, or bring anything to the table with you? Provide and shut up. No, I don't want to. That's that attitude that just turns a lot of decent dudes off. It just like, no. Unattractive. No. I don't care how pretty you look. No. Hips, shape. No. I don't know. No way. So, and remember what the guy said in the audio. He said, I remember when women were decent and proper. He said decent and proper.
He said feminine and fit.
And feminine and fit and friendly.
Yeah.
So that's somebody you want to be with.
First of all, no man in history has ever protected and provided and shut up. If he was providing and protected, you didn't shut that man up.
Nope.
Once upon a time, people are going to hate when I say this. Once upon a time, the man protected and provided and his woman shut up. I'm not. Don't kill the messenger. I'm just saying that was something that happened back then. And not because she couldn't have a voice, but because there was no need for her to be angry and rambunctious because the man was already taking care of his responsibilities. That's right. What I mean.
Right.
And let me tell you something. That kind of woman right there. Mm-hmm. And that woman that Kevin Samuels was talking about has this mentality right here. It's a video I play all the time.
He must be a millionaire. If he's going to pay 60 grand, just like that, he's a millionaire.
One question.
Why do you care about her?
Exactly.
If she finds a man who's going to look after her needs, why do you care about
No. It's not about religion. One question, that is it, yeah? What happens now, yeah? God forbid, if your husband gets sick and he can't work.
Then I have to find a new one.
Rebecca Lynn Pope, ma'am, this is why you're not getting these eligible black men. Because once you do, and he gets sick and he can't work, you got a heifer like this saying, I have to find a new one.
This is why you don't get with a gold digger, brothers. This is why you don't get with a gold digger, because a gold digger, it's only with you for the bag, for the money. It's only with you for the money. That once you get sick and you can't provide that money, that income, she's out. She's gone, out the door. That's why you ditch a gold digger. You don't get with a gold digger. You don't wife a gold digger. Gold digger will see that you have that money. Yeah, that's all she's there for. Oh, what you can bring, what you have in your pockets. But once you get sick and you can't provide, she'll treat you like an old shoe. Toss you aside. Mm-hmm. Toss you aside. Okay? Woman on the audio, that's a gold digger. What you just heard was a gold digger.
That is I've said this before. That is a self-centered, narcissistic demon. You know, I've said this about women like this before.
Yes.
Here's my problem with a lot of those talking points. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talking, but not enough doing, not enough solutions. Mm-hmm. And that mentality is the reason why Rebecca Lynn Pope, this is my answer to you, Rebecca Lynn Pope. The reason why is because they don't want y'all. Because at the end of the day, my sisters, if you are only marrying for status only, we do not choose you.
Right.
Because we don't marry for status. What status is a man getting when he marries a woman financially? Unless he's marrying Oprah. okay. Or like when Ken, or when Ken Don married Mary J. Blige, or when that man married Kelly Clarkson. Okay.
Yeah, man.
So this is not the reality. Black men of, first of all, I don't care, high value, average man, don't matter. See, I hate the money aspect, man. This money aspect pisses me off. Any man, well, let's just talk about the black man, because these are black women beating up on black men here in these videos that I sent y'all. The everyday black man is the most disrespected man on the planet, because he's already disrespected by white supremacy and other non-black groups that hate his guts already. But he's also being disrespected by his own women. Where does this black man find refuge?
He can't find
it anywhere. So if that's the case, yeah. If he's gonna be single, then hey, he'll save all of his earnings that he worked hard for. Because you know, when you're single, you save more money anyway.
Right.
Especially a man. Right.
Yeah.
And then he'll just go on about his life.
Mm-hmm.
Date here and there, maybe. Depends. Mm-hmm. But he'll never get married, and he won't have any kids. So be it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it costs you your peace, it ain't worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I say all the time, the right black man needs to be with the right black woman, because the right black woman wouldn't just marry him for status.
Right. Because of status. Status. Because God forbid, if he gets sick, he wants to, listen, a man wants to know that a woman supports him and got his side and by his side. Status or no status. He wants to know that you got my back. And if he have any inclination that you're a gold digger, all you're in for is just a bag of what he has, what he had worked so hard for. Guess what? He's not going to marry you. He's going to find a humble woman and a simple woman that wants to make a house. You know what I mean by build a house? A housemaker. The prudent woman, a housemaker. Not a woman that's a dagger that wants to dig out his pockets. And leave him dry. So when he's down and out, he has no faith in her to be like, well, oh, dad, if I'm down and out, she's going to be out. Why would I want to rest my head with a woman that I know if I'm down and out and I'm not what I'm used to doing, which is making a whole lot of money or I'm making, why do I want to work my hard earnings? What I worked so hard for years and built for years, all of a sudden give it up to you. And all you in it for the money, my status. Why would I give that? Why would I just turn it all over to you? Especially if he's not a simp. Why would I just turn that all over to you? And for why would I give it to you? And for what? Oh, because you look good? Because you know what he'll say? Oh, I could get that. There's plenty of you around. There's plenty of you around. Oh, yeah. You looking curvy and everything? I can find, there's a dime, you come a dime a dozen. Why do you deserve that? What you bringing to the table? Would you say just me? You wonder what I'm bringing to the table? Oh, because I have this nice car I'm driving and this nice watch I'm wearing and all this nice luxury and my status. I'm making so much money. But, so let me ask you a question. What are you bringing to the table? And you just say, well, and you know, she just turns around and tells him, me, you. Oh, but. So, you begin, yeah, you want me. Look how good I look. Yeah, but there's plenty of that around.
Women,
so why would I just want you? So
can
why
I answer
would
that?
I just, yeah, go ahead.
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to play this video, but I will. Peep this.
All right, y'all. What do women need to bring to the table? It's not just a man that needs to bring something to the table. We do too. And here's a list based on experience, research that I came up with. So take out your pen and paper. Let's get into it, family. Number one, she needs to be nurturing. Is she going to be the mother of your kids and all? Number two, capacity and willingness to respect you as a man. Number three, to be understanding of most men's innate pressure to perform in order to provide for his family. Be understanding of that. The next one is not to add to that pressure. It's already heavy enough. Next is to be supportive. Strength of character, moral compass, God-fearing. Intelligent and competent. She's loyal. And last but not least, does not allow for outside voices to impact the dynamics of the relationship.
You go.
Mm-hmm. You heard what she read? Did you hear that list? This is what a decent man look for. Money or no... Even a man with status, a man with money, this is what he looks for. He is not looking for a woman. It's all about the back. All she talks about is money, 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 money. He's looking for a woman, a housemaker, a woman that's God-fearing, a woman that's loyal, a woman that, no, the shadow of a doubt, supportive, that know he has his back. They're both supportive of each other. A woman that he can gel with, a woman that he can talk to, a woman that's nurturing. It's very important to know that, okay, if I make a child with this woman, she's nurturing and can a woman with values, with morals, integrity. And that's what he's looking for. A housemaker, a woman that can build a house with him, not a dagger, not a woman that can clean his pockets out. Oh, I want to go shopping. Oh, I want to go shopping. Mm-hmm. Always spending. That comes in time. But he wants also money that he can build with. Okay? Bottom line. He wants somebody that he can build with. Not a gold digger. Not a gold digger. Not someone that just, all she talks about is the money, 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 status, 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 status. Because you know how you know something about somebody? Stay silent. And listen to them talk. Okay? Stay silent and listen to them talk. You'll know exactly where she's coming from. And they'll tell on themselves. They tell on themselves. They always tell on themselves. Especially... She's mentioning her status and what he has. And all she's mentioning is take me shopping. I want you to buy me things, buy me a business. Like what this one woman said on a video one time. I want you to, man works so hard. The man just said he has about two to three McDonald's and this woman just came off the blue and said, give me one. Now, was that fair? My hard-earned sweat. I'm supposed to just give it to you because you have a pretty smile. Now, what does the song say in Velvet DeVoe? Never trust a big button to smile. So why should
that girl is you? Poison.
Poison.
Listen. Let's get to something, right? And then I'm gonna play, and I'm gonna end this off, and then we're gonna give our final thought. This is very important. What a man needs, right? The great Curtis Jackson, aka 50 Cent, who was a very rich man, he wrote a song / poet called 21 Questions on the Get Rich or Die Try album.
Mm-hmm.
In his lyrics, and I'm a Sam. Girl, is it easy to love me now? Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me, girl?
Mm-hmm.
And he ended it with, Could you love me in a Bentley? Or could you love me on a bus?
The bus.
I asked 21 questions, and it's all about us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, why would a rich man such as himself say that? Because of what that trifling, no good, narcissistic, self-centered demon said in the other video about if the husband gets sick, I have to find a new one.
One.
That's why he wrote a song like that, because he don't want to go out like that. Oh, and by the way, 50 Cent has never been married, probably for that fear.
That's right. Hello. Not about hello.
So Rebecca Lynn Pope, did you teach these women that they got to have something to come to the table to? No. Should have.
Yeah.
Let's close out, but I want to play this before we go into it. Because I said a while back, black men, this video goes out to all my brothers out there with knowledge of self only. You know who you are. We are a minority in our community. I'm talking about me and my brother right here on this program. Brothers who have knowledge of self, you know what it is. I don't have to explain it. If you know, you know. Hear this.
I feel like there's a big war going on between black men and women that's really annoying, because that's what they want to happen. You know, this was put in place during the civil rights movement when we were, as a black family, stronger than ever, in order to tear us down and to keep us suppressed as a community. And it's continuing to go on for this long, and that is frustrating. The fact that us as black women, we constantly put the black man down as weak or as he's not fulfilling his role. We're expecting him to be our safety and our security and to take care of us. But what are we doing to actually take care of the black man? We talk about black men all the time and how black men can be better and do this more and how black men not doing this. Like, we talk about that enough, but do we really talk about how black women aren't doing their part and making sure that our black men feel safe?
Lord, I ask you to keep your protection in your hand on this woman at all times.
Yes, that's Lord. Mm.
This woman is married, and she makes herself and her husband look good by saying what she just said. Man, it is so hard to find a woman like this.
Yeah.
Brothers with knowledge of self, because you're the only ones that's going to value and appreciate this. You brothers. When you find a woman like this and she actually wants you back, marry this woman. This is a woman you need to marry.
Yes.
With that thinking,
yes.
With that mentality.
Yes. Yes.
Because she gets it. Mm-hmm. Because she understands what is attacking us as the black family unit. I swear, man, this is the kind of stuff that makes me still believe that it's possible.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I love this woman. This woman speaks with a righteous heart.
Mm.
And you could tell that she has knowledge of self, too.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Which is, I would say it's a little rare. It's few.
Yes.
Few sisters have it. Few sisters have it, but she just broke it down into, because you know that this is systematically set in place to keep us apart. It was systematically set in place to keep the black man a certain way and a black woman in a certain way. And it was systematically set in place, and our sisters that are about the bag, they are lost in this wilderness.
They don't have knowledge of self. They don't have knowledge of self. That's why.
Yeah, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, do you think Betty Shabazz would have married Malcolm X if she was all about the bag?
No.
Do you think Coretta Scott King would have married Dr. Martin Luther King if she was all about the bag?
No.
Do you think Mega Evers' wife would have married Mega Evers if she was all about the bag?
No. Absolutely not. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. They didn't start off filthy rich. They didn't start off with...
financially, but you know what they were rich with? They were rich with wisdom.
Wisdom, yeah. Yes. Yes.
You know what?
Absolutely.
Brother,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna end this off by saying this. It's time to close the show out. We can't do no more than what that sister said, and I want that to go on.
Yes.
I feel like we come to this point of the podcast a lot lately this season. This season has been very different. It's took a different turn, although we've been doing relationship topics since the beginning. Of the podcast since the beginning. But this season had a purpose, because the marriage is under attack, you know, and we want it to come back to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of opposing agendas that's messing with us. You know what I'm saying? And when I mean us, I mean the Black family structure.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of demonic attacks, and you know, marriage is God, and
amen. Yeah,
and you know, the enemy hates marriage, so of course it would fight against it.
Yes, right. Yes.
And the powers Absolutely. That be, and the powers that be worship Satan, so of course mm-hmm. these are the things that are happening and influencing everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care what's going on with everybody else not valuing marriage. I care about it in my community.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yes. I care about it in mine. Right. Yes. And mm-hmm. I don't like this mentality that's being taught, but this is what we've come to. All right. Hear me here. This is what women are being taught. And this is what, and I'm going to tell you the thing that I'm trying to teach men. The bag, like you said, the bag. It's all about the bag. Women care more about the bag than they do about protection. You know, that they're being taught, because if that was the case, wouldn't these women marry soldiers and cops?
Mm-hmm.
They're like the ultimate protectors, right? When you think about it, they train officers.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Trained soldiers and trained officers definitely know how to shoot.
Right.
Know how to mm-hmm. fight, because they were taught it. They would be marrying boxers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, people who do karate and all that. These would be... These mm-hmm. men would be all married up if that was the case, if it was about protection. No, because you can't just protect them. You got to have the money, too.
Right.
Right? So we all know. We all know what they're being taught. But this is something that a wise man once said to me a long time ago. He said, when it comes to marriage, women marry for a price. Men marry for things that are priceless.
Wow.
Zacchaeus, your turn.
Wow. Now, I'm going to take it from this angle. And the question I always have, I'm going to close the show off with this, like, just think about it. Why are you still single? Why you still can't? And you're talking about, is something wrong when you, especially those women that don't have knowledge of self, is something wrong when something that you're doing wrong, if your focus is always on the wrong thing? And wonder why, and sometimes they wonder why so many of them, a lot of them, still clinch onto the sheets at night, pillow between their legs, clinching on at night. Why? Because people read your attitude. And if your attitude and your spirit, and they get in the vibe, that vibe of always. And if they don't click on to you, especially some men that are the decent men. I'm talking about decent men that are knowledgeable. They don't just want to just lay the pipe down all the time, because they got some men that will go with you. They want to lay the pipe. Once they get it, they're out. But the decent man that you want to settle, that you're yearning for, the man that has the money. And those men too, don't say that. Some of those men too, they just want to, they have the money, but they just see you for what you are, and they just probably get a little something from you, and they're out. And then you wonder why, he's not settling with me. He's not staying with me. He don't even want to introduce me to his own mother or his family. You got to change your dynamics. You got to change your way of thinking. And if you don't change your dynamics and change your way of thinking, the only living creature you have around you is those cats. Okay? Okay? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Brother,
mm-hmm.
Where can they reach you, man?
You can reach me at Zacchaeus Music on Instagram, also on Facebook at Wayne Backus on Facebook. Also, you can reach me on Twitter at Wayne Backus 2 on Twitter. Also on TikTok on Wayne Zacchaeus Backus on TikTok. You can hit me up, y'all. You can reach me. Mm-hmm.
All right. This, you'll be able to reach me at The Fifth General on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at The Fifth General. This was another classic episode of Mrs. E and Fifth.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll see y'all next time. Peace. Drop a bomb on y'all when we get up out of here.